Yeah.
Yep.
How did it feel for you out there?
Everything went well out there today. I mean, I felt great, and it was just more comfortable being here where I'm used to playing at with coaches and friends around me.
Your goal coming into Pro Day, what was it? And did you accomplish it?
Yeah, I definitely accomplished my goal, just to show that I'm still in shape, run around, move around, and show how athletic I am.
What's the key? I mean, when you're preparing for these, there's different, you know, attitudes, different philosophies on how you should prepare. Bill Belichick, you know, has said publicly, you know, he tells a lot of guys, don't over-prepare. What's your mentality when you come into a day like this, when you've got 15 or so NFL scouts?
For me, it's just to be confident. I mean, this is a sport I've been playing my whole life, you know what I mean? And if Coach Belichick says it, he's probably definitely right. So.
But you understand, his point is, you know, don't overdo any one aspect to this.
I mean you just got to come out here and be a football player and just be an athlete. I mean, for us, we've practiced this stuff for 2.5, sometimes 3 months in some cases. So we just got to come out here, be confident, and do what we do.
Did any of the tests out there catch you off guard, or were you prepared for pretty much all of
them? I was pretty much prepared for everything. Did a bunch of drills, linebacker drills, DB drills, and I see myself as a free safety in the NFL anyway, so we're all good.
Were you at the combine?
Yes.
Yes. And so do you view this maybe as an extension of the combine, what you were able to show there, or is it a different experience?
It's kind of the same thing, but in some cases it's a different experience because, I mean, at the combine we're all put in one place. Here, it's just a couple of our guys. I mean, guys we've played with our whole careers, and it just makes it a more relaxed environment.
You're going through those passing drills with the Lions coach. Seemed like you were flashing good hands out there. Is that something you wanted to prove today, too, is that you're as good in coverage as you are?
I mean, I got, like, big hands, so, yeah. I mean, I better be able to catch the ball. Yeah. I mean, it's just a must for linebackers in the NFL at this time. So,
what's your confidence like? Do you feel like going in that you can play next level?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a very confident person, and just the work that I put in makes me this confident.
What about the BC experience, how that's helped you?
Here, I mean, our legacy of great linebackers. I mean, a lot of guys have come before me, and I mean, I look up to those guys, watch film on those guys, communicate with those guys as much as I can. We had a great linebackers coach, defense coordinator Don Brown, and he really helped me and just molded us into being good linebackers. So.
I know the win-loss record this year obviously wasn't what you would want it to be, but this defense had a terrific reputation throughout the season. Do you think that helps you going forward?
I mean, we did pretty well on defense, and we had a good team. I mean, we just came up short in a bunch of games. I mean, we had offensive guys who were trying, and I think it definitely helps us that we were able to go out there every week, no matter what was going on the other side of the ball, if they were struggling, if they were doing well, but to be consistent and come out to play every time.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steven.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Steven, quick question.